I'm here.
What do you want to tell us, Jane?
It's actually about boyfriend. Pen friend. Sort of a bit of a slip there. He wasn't a boyfriend. He was a pen friend.
One second. Let me just find the beginning of the
trip. Definitely not.
Hang on. I'll play that behind you. Go on, Jane. Yeah, off you go.
A pen friend from hell. This actually happened when I was about 18, I suppose. Went over to West Germany, just outside Stuttgart, with an orchestra I belonged to do like a little concert tour of some little villages and towns.
Yeah.
We played one outside a town hall in a village square, and this guy came up to me afterwards and said, oh, I just want to congratulate you on your playing. I mean, even though I was with, like, lots and lots of other people, he's obviously the only one moved by the music.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That type of person.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, you know, we've come from England, etc. He said, well, what's your name? So I said, oh, well, my name's Jane Deveridge. And he said, all right, well, that's very nice and everything. I said, well, we've got to go off now, so see you soon. Well, not expecting anything. Went off, the rest of the tour went fine. Got back to England. About a month later, this letter arrived. Jane Deveridge, Arthur Doyle Concert Band, Birmingham, England. Like that.
Just there, yeah.
And it came through the letterbox, and he said, oh, I thought I'd try and get hold of you, and like, I think this is the beginning of a long friendship, and we can write to each other, and things like that. So my head was turned, I must admit. So, I'll write back to him.
Was he handsome?
This is the kind of thing you dream about, isn't it?
No. was he handsome, Jane?
The world of Alice Moore.
If he were handsome, it would be.
I must say, Alice, I'm trying to think now, all the dreams I've had when German men have turned up at my doorstep saying they probably love me, and I'm trying to think now, and I can't pull
up. Maybe he was tall, blonde, and loaded. Who knows?
No, maybe Jürgen Klinsmann.
Let's
hear how the story turns out. Carry on, Jane.
It wasn't exactly my dream come true. I thought it would just be occasional letters. He also got hold of my phone number through directory, international directory inquiries, and then started phoning me up. I don't know how he found out my birthday. He phoned up on my birthday.
The next thing you know, he's taken a shot at the president, hasn't he?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Nothing would surprise me. And phoned me up at Christmas. This was on Christmas.
Wow.
And, I was like, out of the blue, not expecting at all.
Jane, you weren't cold towards him, were you?
I was very cold towards him.
Really?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, okay.
Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, go on.
He said, oh, I'd like to come over and see you this Christmas. I sort of panicked and said, well, no, you can't. In fact, we were going skiing. I said, we're going skiing to Switzerland. And I thought, oh, my God, what have I just said?
Switzerland.
Yes. What? So he said, right, I'll come over and see you in Switzerland.
Wow.
Instead. So he said, where are you going? I said, oh, I can't remember. I can't remember the name of the hotel either. He said, well, I'll wait on the phone. You go and ask your mother or somebody, and you can come back and tell me where you're going.
Just five words she could have done. Get lost, you Hitler youth. I mean, now sure, he would not have bothered you again. But anyway, so...
You just don't know him. Nothing would surprise me.
Does he haunt you to this day? And if not, how did you finally get rid of him?
Well, I've moved house, actually.
You know Tottenham have just bought him for £2 million, don't you? He lives here now.
Say that, please.
It's Jürgen Klinsmann. I hate... What did you play in the orchestra, Jane?
I played the flute.
Ah, you see, I'm no Freud, but...
Green lips.
Exactly, you know, the whole... Do you still play the flute?
Not very much, but he sent me a very strange present, which I think I ought to tell you about.
Go on, then.
When I met him, he said, I'd like to send you a present. Would you like a scroll? And when you speak to each other in English, I thought, oh, a scroll, nice sort of illuminated thing.
A scroll?
A scroll.
A manuscript, yeah. I assume that.
Yeah, sure.
So I said, oh, yes. He said, but my friend has got to prepare it for you, and then I'll send it to you. I said, oh, well, thank you very much. And then a couple of months later, this box came through the post, like 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, opened it up, and inside was a stuffed squirrel.
Wow! Would you like? Do you know the worst thing is he went and found, shot, and mounted that himself.
It's got little claws. And it was on a log. It's got a bit of moss on this log.
If you'd have said no, I don't want a squirrel, the thing will be back with its family today, living a full and rich life.
Well, no, I thought he said a scroll.
Of course, but okay, let's wrap. What was his name?
I don't think I should tell you.
Oh, of course you should tell us. We've got to put an APB on.
Maybe
this is lunatic.
Maybe it was Ian Fritz.
Huh?
That we're looking for.
Ian Fritz. Go on, give us his name.
His name was Franz.
Franz. Really? Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, let's call him Jürgen. But you don't have a flute handy, do you?
No. Actually, I do.
You stay right there. We're going to play some more hot music, by the way.